Welcome back to Beyond the Check Service Industry Podcast. I am Rashawn Parker, and my guest today is going to be Michael Lobato. And we're going to talk about, you know, a bunch of fun bullshit about working in the kitchen and all the fun crap that goes along with that bullshit. Yeah, I just wanted to say bullshit several times. If you haven't yet, please go watch my television series, Beyond the Check, Worker Owner Edition, now streaming on Tubi TV. Tubi TV, it's free. TV. It's also on Amazon. Michael, what's up, dude?
Fire away. What are we doing here?
We're gonna hang out.
All right.
We're gonna bullshit, I hear. Heard tell.
Plenty of that.
Yeah. And talk about some foods and some things. Maybe kids. Maybe.
I have one of those.
You have one of those.
I have one of those.
I have eight paws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the visitor.
Yeah, Teddy's here. Teddy's a tiny Kenny. Chihuahua. He is literally, Mike likes to call him Kenny. Camilla, your dog's now named Kenny, if you're listening. Anyway, so I understand that you might have come up working in some restaurants at some point in time.
Plenty. Yeah, mainly commercial kitchens. I think I've only had a couple of, well, at my first restaurant, my first job I ever had, getting paid $5.25, dishwasher, the glass onion, Polish food.
Polish food?
Yeah. Bunch of pierogies, potato pancakes, some other stuff, some kielbasas in there.
Had you eaten that stuff before you worked there?
No, I was like 15.
Nice.
So pretty much from then had restaurant jobs up until maybe 6 years ago. I'm 31.
Nice. So
pretty much
first time having pierogies. Let's just get into some heritage. What did you have as a kid? Like, where are you from? Where were you born?
More on the
where did your parents conceive you?
And my dad's from Mexico. I'm first generation American. My mom met him in Florida, and they met in this weird town, Wachula, barely anybody in it. And I don't know how they met, but they just got together somehow.
Or where I was conceived.
I was born in Fort Myers, Florida. And we kind of grew up kind of poor. So no real gourmet food. I didn't know anything about food. I kind of just took the first job when I was 15. I was still playing football in high school. So that's how it started.
You're like, I'm going to learn how to make pierogies. Did you tell your friends? You're like, hey guys, you should try these pierogies. And they're like, what the fuck's
a pierogi? even more weirder shit than that happened there. But like, I started as a dishwasher. So I was there for a couple of months. And then they ended up shutting down because this one building is just a curse. Restaurant after restaurant after restaurant after restaurant would go in there. And
there's always one of those places somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. And they would last 3 to 4 months. But this was a second location. So when this place eventually closed down, I had to travel even further as a 15-year-old. So that's why I didn't work there for too much longer. I was a cook for maybe, and I started off prep cooking. So I was a cook for maybe like a month.
So then you got to make the dough for the pierogies?
No. See, they wouldn't even trust me to that because I just like I pretty much was chopping potatoes and onions for the potato pancakes and creating filler with like for the dessert pierogies.
They trusted you with a knife.
Yeah.
But not to touch the dough.
Dude, with like an old, like ancient fucking potato slicer, and you just shove the potato in, and if you got your hand caught in there, it was a wrap. Like, that's your hand. And I'm 15, and it was like an upstairs.
But don't
attic.
Touch the dough.
Yeah. Don't touch the dough, but your hand in that machine right there. But no, just mince some potatoes and onions and putting some sugar and strawberries and stuff like that together just to mix it around and make a different dessert pierogi. I don't know if that's a real thing, but they made it a thing.
I mean, that sounds good. What, you just like...
They were pretty decent. They had like an apple pie one, a cherry one.
It'd be like a sopapilla kind of, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And then they would throw some whipped cream or sugar cinnamon or something.
Okay. So you've had a sopapilla before?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's usually dessert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had like a savory sopapilla?
I have not.
Okay, because you can only in Newark, Ohio, does this one little restaurant exist, and it's called La Paloma's. Yeah.
Okay. How did you find out about this all the way up there?
Because, that's where I went to high school.
Oh, okay.
So my grandparents actually lived in Newark, and so we had moved close to them at a certain point. And I still crave these things. I dream about these things.
When's the last time you got one?
Oh, it's been several years now, like maybe 5 years ago. But I wish you could ship them, but you can't. It's like a meat pie, right?
Yeah. So exactly. Empanadas are the same.
And there's not a lot of seasoning going on in these things either. So let me just describe it to you.
It's usually the filler that has the...
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of seasoning in the beef either. And the best one, I used to go beef, bean, and cheese, but it's just way too filling. And they come in different sizes. So you can have like a, you know, a small one like the size of your hand all the way up to one like the size of your chest.
Jeez.
And I recommend the one is the size of your chest because no matter... how full you are, you still want to keep eating this thing.
A pizza, yeah. P-zone style.
So it's a sopapilla. So it's a light flaky crust, right? This, you know, it doesn't really hold the grease. It's almost like sweet too. And they fold it over and make a huge, huge, huge pierogi. If you're getting the one the size of your chest.
Dude, it sounds delicious.
And they fry
I'm
it.
I'm so hungry.
And I always just got beef and cheese. Just beef and cheese. Beef, and it's cheddar cheese. Can't it's just regular old cheddar cheese. It's just really kind of bland beef. You know, ground beef, and then they top it with this salsa that is undescribably bland as well. but it has a really nice tomato flavor to it, and then just regular iceberg lettuce on top of it, and you just drench the whole thing with the salsa and the iceberg lettuce, and you just go to town on it, and it is
sounds like more of like a drunk filling food.
It should
that
be.
That sounds like the epitome of what I want.
There's only one place you can get one of these things, unless someone is listening.
You explain it like so bland,
but all together,
just keep it in that one place.
It is greasy. It is perfect drunk food. But even as a kid, it's just.
Oh, man. I mean, as a kid, you just wanted the greasiest thing.
But my mother, still to this day, if she ever goes back to Newark, she stops and gets a sopapilla because the flavor is like no other. I've tried to recreate something like it at home before. Can't do it. It's the salt. It's the blandness. It's the amazingly bland.
It's what makes it so good.
But all together, because the dough is sweet, so it lets you like taste the flavor of the dough. So
the dough is the champion.
The dough is the champion.
The dough is the champion. I get it now.
Fill it with whatever, but just
fill it with
meat
with a shoe, I guess.
And that salsa and the, Oh, God damn it. I want one now. La Paloma's, they just shut down their downtown restaurant. They had three. They have a drive-thru, one in Heath, Ohio. And one that's been in downtown. The landlord wouldn't renew their lease. And it's been there since, like, I don't know, maybe the 50s or some shit like that. Like, it was there forever.
He's a bastard.
Yeah. Dude. Anyway, so if you ever get a chance to experiment with something ridiculous, try the savory sopapilla.
It's a savory sopapilla. I'll keep that in mind when I'm making a chest size anything. That'll be my first thing I'll go to. One thing that I kind of, like, wish that I had is you had a place to... that you remember that you frequented as a adolescent, I guess, so to speak.
Oh, I have dreams about it still.
I don't have.
I'm gonna have dreams about it tonight now.
I don't have any place like that.
No.
Maybe Jet's Pizza, but it's so commercial. dude, when you get the pizza parties at school and they give you them corner pieces.
I don't think I've ever had Jet's Pizza.
Oh man, they made the best square pizza.
The best square.
You get all the cheese crushed up in the corner right there. Yeah. Everybody went for the corner pieces first.
Where was Jet's Pizza?
I mean, they had one here, actually. You know, over by the Kohl's? The Kohl's and...
Is it not there anymore?
They might still have the letters up, but it used to be.
Yeah. Jets is gone.
Because when I got down here, because I lived in Michigan for like 12 years. So that's where my childhood was pretty much lived. But when I came down here, I was like, oh, shit, they got a Jets pizza. But that's like the only thing that I... Like I don't have like a cool thing that I went and got like, oh man, the bread at this place.
It was just a tiny hole in the wall.
Actually, you know what? Now that you say that hole in the wall, there used to be this bakery that my mom would always go get these things, and they're called Belly Buttons.
That sounds familiar.
It's like a crisp cookie, and I don't even know. Honestly, I have no idea how they made these things. You can't find them. When you do find them in the store, they're just fall belly flat. Buttons. Yeah. They're called belly buttons. Damn. And they would do these chocolate chip belly buttons. My mom would go get them and they were just fuck. It's like a
the belly buttons were the tits.
I don't know, man. Yeah. But that's the only place I can think of that I've ever had a food memory from. But the bakery. What about
when you got older? You know, like where all your friends went in high school, or like, you know.
I mean, dude, everybody went to Chili's, like, you know, like.
We went to TJ's. Do you know what TJ's is? TJ's Country Restaurant.
No.
No? You'll pass one on the highway if you're up north. But it's just like a.
TJ's.
Like a Bob Evans. It's like a Bob Evans that's open all night, right?
Oh, okay. Ugh.
Okay.
That sounds like where a bunch of high school kids.
And it's terrible high school kids. Yeah, you go in, you just get coffee and like order, and you like glue pennies to the table with the honey, right? Like terrible. Do terrible things, right? And you could smoke in there. Like it was just like
it was a restaurant?
Yeah, I mean this is when I was in high school. So this is like 1994, 1995.
Okay. So 96. back when the Waffle Houses still were letting you smoke in them bitches.
Yeah, you still got asked like smoking or non when you walked into almost any restaurant back then. I think that didn't end
I was about to say I think I went through that a couple years of my life cuz I was born in 1990. So and of course my parents were like 21 and stuff when they had me, so they still wanted to go out and do stuff. We'd go bowling all the time and shit like that. And it'd just be my mom was a non-smoker. My dad would kind of hide his smoking, so it wouldn't bother him that we'd be in the bowling alley. People would be like blowing in on your kids, and my mom would get mad, and that's why she would eventually never come with us. But
my dad rolled his own tobacco, so he smoked drum tobacco. Which was
good stuff.
It was like shag. No, it was good.
Bottom of the barrel stuff. Like stuff they scrape off the floor.
No, it was good stuff. Okay. Like from Holland. Like they used to import it from Holland. And then
pipe tobacco smells like really good when it's lit.
Yeah. So this did have that kind of like smell to it. And it was kind of moist still. Right. Like, and it was real shaggy, but that motherfucker would wake up first thing in the morning, and before he even got out of bed, he rolled himself a cigarette and was just lay in bed smoking a cigarette.
I'd pack a bowl of that stuff.
I mean, he had a bowl too, right?
And a corn cob pipe. Just pack that stuff down.
I mean, you could.
Mix a little bit of green with it. They never smoked green with it. You wouldn't be able to smell it. This stuff's so strong.
People didn't do that back then. Nobody was like rolling like cones or, you know, like that's such a European thing.
Just stuffing a little bit in the
Europeans come over here and people are just, and they're just like, you're just smoking straight weed? I can't do that. Like, come on, dude. That's too much, man.
Straight weed. I think I've rolled a spliff maybe like two times in my entire life.
I mean, Americans smoke blunts, right? So that's, you know, that's their tobacco and
we'll just say combo. Bongs.
If you're going to do the tobacco weed combo.
Oh, true. Right. I honestly hate the blunt tobacco leaf. I can't do it, man. It makes me cough like.
I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, so
I smoked cigarettes like 3 years when I was like a teenager because it was cool.
I do puff on this vape like it's my damn job.
Those things I can't handle.
Yeah,
it just burns the inside of my body. It feels like so harsh on my lungs.
Oh yeah,
can't do it.
Way better than smoking. Anyway, don't do that either.
I don't doubt it.
Don't do either. And addiction is a terrible thing. Just don't start. Don't start.
Either way.
Also, sugar bad.
Anyway,
kids, do you let your kid eat sugar?
Dude, hell yeah! Come on, man. I'm not.
Like, throw you on the spot. Well,
honestly, it's actually like she doesn't really like too much of the chocolate. Like, so she actually doesn't eat a lot of sugar. The most sugar she gets is in like fruit, but she just crushes some strawberries and stuff like that. Just natural sugar.
High. Oh yeah, that's fine.
But she doesn't, and she like hates juice. I try to give her apple juice. And hates it.
Kids are smarter than we are now, I think.
Dude, I swear.
They really are.
I grew up eating
beanie
weenies.
They're just born like, you know what? No, mommy, I don't want to hurt the cow. I'm not going to have that hamburger. Do you have a Beyond Burger, mommy? I will eat the Beyond Burger.
I grew up eating chopped up hot dogs and baked beans. So
did I.
That's just.
Beanie weenies.
Yeah, dude, all day.
Fucking beanie weenies,
and
baby.
People have no idea what I'm talking about when I say that. I'm like, come on, man.
No, even.
Beanie weenies, mac and cheese, and just a buttered piece of bread.
I'm pretty sure that SpaghettiOs had a beanie weenie version, and I think they probably still do. It was
I don't know.
Yes,
yeah, they probably did. I remember eating hella regular SpaghettiOs.
Were they the meatball ones? They had the beanie weenie ones.
Dude, I still eat those. Dude, I literally just bought a 4-pack today of Chef Boyardee's the beef ravioli ones. I just can't get over that.
I haven't eaten those in probably 10 years.
Probably just 10 years. Fake preservative taste. Like, fuck yeah, dude. It's the only plastic I'm going to eat, so might as well make it a nostalgic.
I mean, a chef did prepare it.
Chef Boyardee.
Boyardee.
No, but...
I gotta say, though, for pre-made things that are actually okay is...
Dude, you can eat that shit straight out of the can. You don't even need to warm it up.
Stouffer's does an okay job of... I mean, still...
Yeah. Of some stuffing?
Of some, no, some stuffing? Certain things. So, like, their lasagna's okay.
See, man... I've been wanting to just get like a frozen lasagna like every time I see it. I don't know why. I need to one day.
It's so easy.
I'm not even gonna pretend like
you
they're
say
not
this
good.
While you're
frozen lasagnas are good. I don't care what anybody says.
they're not bad. I got some manicotti in the freezer right now. That, you know.
I mean, of course, homemade lasagna is good. Like I'm not denying.
But it's also a pain in the ass. You say this as your wife is home wanting to make lasagna,
cooking
but doesn't
lasagna,
have any
and then forgot
cheese.
An ingredient because you just you just need a lot. Just why not just get this frozen one right here?
So if you do have to make a home cooked meal, what are you making if it's not coming out of the freezer?
Me personally, dude, I just go old school, just chicken, rice, and beans.
Chicken, rice, and beans. Heritage.
Yeah, yeah, that's what that's pretty much what I grew up on. Chicken, rice, and beans.
Chicken, rice, and beans. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Homemade tortillas? Dude, you can't.
Oh, I've never made a homemade tortilla.
If you know how to do it, you got to know how to do the dough.
How do you do the dough?
Dude, I don't know. Mom does it. and she got the recipe
This is
from
the
my
problem
grandma.
With society. You're not passing it down, guys. You got to pass it down.
Well, traditionally, it was like a woman thing to make her man, and especially in my family, just to have the recipe of my dad's mom to give to all the females that were going to make tortillas for their men, pretty much. My mom got it, too, so... I got
so it's around somewhere.
Yeah, in my grandma's head.
In your grandma's head?
It's not written down? That thing ain't written down.
I don't know.
Somebody better write it down, actually.
You better call her and record that conversation.
Dang, I should write that down, you know.
Yeah, I mean, somebody should.
Yeah.
It'll disappear for the little family secret.
It's going to.
Gone forever.
Because what happened was none of her daughters ended up cooking. So
you mean women of this generation don't cook?
All my aunts.
That much anymore?
They're all...
I cook.
Prissy girls.
My wife doesn't cook. Like, I don't know many women who actually do cook.
I'm glad that...
Which is...
My girl. And
my mom cooks.
Even my girl's mom cooks.
Sister cooks.
I mean, it's kind of bland sometimes. But.
My sister's are a good cook. Well, one of them for sure is a good cook. The other one's questionable, and... The other one's a fantastic manager.
Dude, my
she can manage anyone else who's cooking her dinner.
There you go. Save yourself a little bit. But
My
mom was always a good cook, but then she just stopped caring. Because I'm part of a family or siblings of five. So it was...
I'm part of four.
So, like, by the time she's at the last kid in the house, it's like...
Was
I made
that
some.
You?
No, hell no. I was one of the. I was the second oldest boy, but second child as well. Or first oldest boy, second child. I'm sorry, but
So you have an older sister.
Yeah, one older sister.
Copy that.
But damn, I forgot what I was going. Once she got down to the last kid, she was just like literally throwing together like some just baked chicken and mashed potatoes, lightly seasoned. Don't have time for the seasonings anymore.
All right, it's like
just
you will eat what's in front of you because
I
don't
see
care
this is the
how
thing
picky
is,
you are.
My mom was a stay-at-home mom for upwards of about like 20 years. So
with five kids, that's how long it takes. Huh?
Traditionally, but she started working when her and my dad got a divorce, and they both moved down to Florida. They lived like an hour apart now, or two hours apart. So we moved from Michigan, and then my mom met some other dude, of course, that, you know, takes care of her. He's a good guy. He's a good guy for sure. But she just kind of stopped caring about cooking. Only when he would want a special meal is when she would cook again. But
does she know how to make the tortillas?
Probably not anymore. That's probably.
We should call your mom and ask her if she knows how to make the tortillas.
Dude, I guarantee she would.
I want to know how to make these tortillas.
She actually might remember, actually. But
this is now my mission in life.
She made them when I was, dude. I was that was probably 16 years ago, 17 years ago that she was making these.
I want the Lobato's
recipe on tortillas.
And it's probably even different still because my grandma gave it to her, and she probably started doing her own thing at some point in time. Like
it's the telephone game, but the tortilla game.
The tortilla shall stay the same.
Somehow white flour got involved, and we don't know when or how.
Yeah. Some salt, I guess. Maybe a little bit of baking soda somewhere.
Somewhere along the ways. That wasn't in the original. The original was just mashed corn and water.
Yep, that's it. And then just heat it up a little bit, put it in the fridge, pull it back out, heat it up again. Just old school. No, I don't know. I just that sounds like that would be the process. So I don't know. That sounds like that.
See, my mom always made like weird traditional 70s American food. Like, because she was a...
Hamburgers and hot dogs? I don't know.
Casseroles.
Oh, dude.
And weird chicken. Okay, this is actually delicious.
Just like jogged a memory here.
She used to make us... Don't forget the memory. She used to make us...
Casserole.
This chicken, and she would use French dressing, just regular old red French dressing, and she would marinate chicken, just chunks of chicken in that, and bake it. And that was it, right? That was the recipe.
That sounds
chop up chicken, put in French dressing, bake for 45, right?
Can French dressing even withstand that?
Or dude, it's like sweet and sour chicken. It's actually really fucking good. I haven't done it myself ever, but like I remember, I'm going to have to try that now.
You're going to have to try
things I have to try.
Is the chicken seasoned before the French dressing or just a French
seasoning? She was never real good at seasoning. She liked this spice called Spike. You ever heard of spike? It's just a combination of spices. And if anybody knows what spike is out there, please go on Beyond the Check's Facebook page and tell me about your spike experiences. I really want to know.
Yeah, because I have no idea what that is.
And so my sisters love it too. I fucking don't like it. I like salt and pepper. But that was in our house. It was spike. So if there was anything on it, it was probably spike. Get your
seasonings right by spike.
Yeah, spike.
It sounds like
that's all it's called too. Spike. And it's not an energy drink. It's a seasoning.
Spike up dinner tonight with Spike seasoning.
Yeah, they've never done any advertising.
I couldn't imagine. I gotta look it up.
Tell me a story about casseroles. I'm looking up Spike.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So my mom used to make this thing. It was called corn chip casserole.
Corn chip casserole.
Yep. Fritos. Just a big old pound of hamburger. Probably about 2 pounds because we were feeding seven people. Sometimes even eight people because we would have family stay with us frequently because we would work with my dad. And it was just like the hamburger beef in the middle, seasoned, a ring of sour cream, like an entire ring of sour cream around the casserole bowl. Yeah. And then covered in cheese and Fritos.
Okay.
It's the bomb, dude.
That sounds delicious. Fritos actually are one of the better chips you can eat because they have three ingredients. Do you know what the three ingredients are?
Corn, water, and...
Oil.
Oil.
That's it. Yeah.
Sounds about right. They're fucking delicious.
Yep, that's it.
I think I ate some today. Barbecue twists.
No, Fritos. It's not even water. I'm sorry. It's corn, water, and salt. Or corn, oil, and salt. Oil, and salt.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, you can't beat that. Growing up, kind of...
No, it sounds delicious.
Poor, I mean, like, that is the bomb. That's like, and also, so... I used to have a birthday meal, since we're on the topic of being about food.
What was your birthday meal?
Ham and potato soup.
Ham,
cheese, and potato soup.
So like a cooked ham or like...
Like a literal big cooked ham, but then my mom would cube it. Okay. And then throw it in with... She would just cut two onions, but like... I don't know what you would call the cut. You just open them up. You don't cut them all up. Just open them up so you can get to the...
Chunked.
Yeah. Something like that. But she would just put two whole onions in it because she knew I didn't like onions, but it was just the flavor it gave to it.
Right.
And then just cheese, potatoes, and ham. And that's what I would eat like pretty much every birthday for I don't know how long, like
very,
10 years.
Very American Christmas dinner of you.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a soup, so it was like.
Oh, it's a soup?
Yeah, ham and potato.
Oh, soup.
Did I not say soup?
You didn't say soup.
I did not say soup. So it's a soup that my mom used to make, but it was just.
Ham,
cheese, and potatoes. That's it.
But I feel like that's also very, Tex-Mexy, you know, a little bit?
No, not even at all. Just literal. Just think of eating ham and potatoes and cheese, and somehow she gets the cheese into a liquid form.
Yeah.
You make cheese. Not like thick. It was just like actual soup.
Yeah, cheese soup.
So maybe just added some, chicken broth. I don't know what you would add to it, but that's what I ate. Like,
to just make a cheese sauce.
just real simple.
I imagine you make a roux, and then you add the cheese.
It wasn't even going to be that advanced. I'll put it to you this way. She would put Velveeta cheese with water and
Velveeta
milk.
Velveeta helps.
And then just...
There's a beer cheese soup in Athens, Ohio. That's literally the best beer cheese soup at this place called The Pub. And they only make this shit twice a week.
Beer cheese soup.
And it's like...
That'd
it's
be right a, up my alley.
It's like cauliflower, carrots, broccoli, and... beer cheese, and they said you can get it in a bread bowl too. But
bread bowls are the
so good. Yeah,
butter, so sourdough bread,
butter, flour, cheese, Velveeta. I'm sure it was Velveeta, and then
I'm so glad I'm going home to food because this is just making me so hungry thinking about all this different stuff. Like, I don't think I've gone off the charts too crazy and finding like a decent hole in the wall to have like a memorable meal.
Oh, there's some good ones around. You just can't. They're not open hardly ever. Like Walls Barbecue.
Is that's here local?
Yeah, it's in an alley. Like literally over.
See what I'm saying? An alley food. Perfect.
But they're only open like 3 months a year or some crazy shit like that. So
why?
During like the summer tourist season. Because it's basically in a neighborhood, in an alley, like out of the back of their house that it's somehow legal for them to do.
Dude, I go to this store. It's called Baby Cakes down in the straight hood on the west side. Probably shouldn't even be talking about it.
Baby Cakes? No, tell me more.
Baby Cakes. It's a literal store in the neighborhood. All these people go there for, and they serve food too. So it's like an open kitchen. Like they have specials. Like every Tuesday we'd go there and get what was it? I think it's just like a wing special, it's actual, like just fried
Does
chicken
it come
legs.
In a styrofoam container?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Two fried chicken legs with fries and a piece of bread for like $3.
Like $3.
$3. That's it.
Baby cakes. Shout out Baby Cakes.
Dude,
you're welcome.
Honestly, shout out Baby Cakes for real though. I would go there and get lunch every day when I worked at this landscaping business that did this. They're right next to the historical cemetery. Which one is that?
It's on Wheaton?
No, it's dang, I can't remember the name.
Just Google it, people.
Just figure it out. It's a super dangerous area. Look up dangerous area and cemetery,
and
historical cemetery and chicken wings, and you'll definitely find it. But yeah, we go get their lunch almost every day. They always got something good. They got some badass burgers too.
What are we looking up? Baby Cakes Confectionery. But I do have an update for you on Spike. You can buy it online. Plenty of places.
Not sold in stores anymore.
Spike, original Imagineic gourmet natural seasoning. One more time. Gourmet. Spike, the original magic gourmet natural seasoning.
I thought you said magic. I didn't know if you
No. They said magic. I just read it aloud.
It's probably discontinued because the amount of lead found in that spice.
Oh no. It is.
Magically delicious. Okay.
Let's go there. We're going there. Spike. This is.
Where's this company based out of? I gotta know. Probably like Kentucky or something. Maybe like North Dakota.
Oh no, I will tell you. From the Italian kitchens of internationally acclaimed gourmet nutritionist Gaylord Houser comes this special blend of 39 flavorful herbs, vegetables, and non-irradiated exotic spices with just the right amount of salt crystals. Wait for it. Discover the taste of excitement that has made Spike Original Magic the favorite all-purpose seasoner with great chefs everywhere. Spike Original Magic.
Who co-signed this? What chefs?
A little magic
chefs?
To every meal.
I want to know the chefs that,
know,
that say that they've used this.
Apparently it's terrific on salad, sauces, stews, meat, eggs, cottage cheese, pizzas, barbecue, vegetables, salad. I'm going to contact them and say
everything.
They would like to sponsor this show.
It's good on.
Hey, you're welcome.
Listen, Spike.
Bringing you back, baby.
you could just send me a trial run of your best, give me a Cajun seasoning.
No, there's only one spike, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It is a one. I won't ever disrespect
you again.
Yeah, don't disrespect the spike, man. It is already the perfect blend.
So when I'm working with you, just know that I said sorry. After that, I will take just a small trier, like a little tryout. Then they can sponsor us. Yeah.
You know.
I'll get behind it. You said how many chefs?
Like cocaine, he just needs a small piece.
Just a little. Just
get
let me
him
try
started,
it.
And he'll be back for more.
And then I will promote you. Just pay me in seasoning.
You know, my mother would probably take that deal for sure.
I have a spike casserole for you, dear. Remember? I don't know.
And then we play ping pong because she loves ping pong.
Dude, you don't want to see me at ping pong.
Oh right, you're a ping pong player, huh?
Well. I had a stint where I was just like on hella drugs in a house where, okay, so we're going to hop back on subject. This is a restaurant thing. So I worked at Texas Roadhouse in Valdosta, Georgia. And that's probably been one of my best, other than Hooters. I also worked at Hooters like 3 years, but that's probably been my
longest lasting restaurant job.
No, actually. Yeah, probably actually. I can't lie.
What kept you around that one so long?
That's where I met my wife, who I'm with now.
Ah, touche.
But
that's right. I knew that.
No,
you guys met in a restaurant. We're going to talk about that after you're done.
Yeah, okay. When I worked at Texas Roadhouse, that was the closest crew that I've ever worked with. So it was like, you know, you work at a restaurant. This guy goes home. You don't see him. This guy goes home. You might play video games with this guy. This guy. You never really traditionally like hang out with these people every day. They don't become your best friends, you know. So when I worked there, I lived with two other ones that also worked there, and everybody else, we'd all just hang out together. So everybody was always hanging out with each other, and it was this place was the biggest restaurant in town for some reason, Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, every time a Texas Roadhouse opens, but there are lines down the road.
I don't know why, though. It's the bread and the butter.
Okay, it's not the steaks. It's the bread. No matter how bad your steak is, or if someone messes your shit up or whatever, it doesn't matter.
I'll take another basket of bread while I wait.
It's fucking delicious. They really, you know, they do one thing super good, and that's the bread.
And
also line dancing, but not super good.
They can't. Actually, no, we did it all day. Yeah. Do you know about Valdosta, VSU, Valdosta State University, that area?
Yeah, I've heard.
So it's like a super country ghetto town. So like everybody, like the finest date, baby, I'm taking you to Texas Roadhouse. or it would be the other side, like, baby,
put on your best dress.
We finna go get some bread at the Roadhouse.
We're going to the Roadhouse.
But, honey, I'm so special.
You gonna get the wallaby? I don't know.
But, do they have wallaby?
No, I don't know. I think that's Outback. Actually, sorry, that's the Down Under.
Now that girl's having a ribeye.
But yeah, we all lived together and stuff like
filet,
that. And
girls having a filet.
We were all on. Everybody there was on drugs. Of course, you have to be on drugs to work in this industry. It's just impossible without. You got to be. That's probably a sociopath if you can get through it without. Smoking or taking a sip of something.
Which explains why your steaks are never done exactly right.
Well, our cooks were good. I will give it that. That's why everybody got together really well, because we would do like $24,000 nights, and we're only open from 4 to 10. And like, fucking forget about Mother's Day. Mother's Day at Chili's is busy. It's definitely going to be
busier
going
than
down.
Father's Day.
Man, Father's Day, you get killed at Texas Roadhouse, too. Those are the people that love their dads, and they bring them to Texas Roadhouse.
Hey, we taking you out to a...
Dad, I still, if you're a father and your family's like, hey, Dad, it's Father's Day. You want to go to Applebee's? They fucking hate you. Now, if your family's like, Dad, we're going to go to Texas Roadhouse for Father's Day. He's like, oh, fuck, I get to eat that bread.
But everyone gets, you know,
just super excited about
if
it.
If you want to make your loved ones know they're loved, Texas Roadhouse.
The point of me telling this was that
I'm now calling Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse fault.
Would you like to sponsor the show?
But yeah. What I was bringing this up about is we all stayed in one house and we would just all party all the time, and we had a ping pong table in the house, and we were just all on Molly and shrooms or acid all the time. So we just always playing playing ping pong.
So you're really good at ping pong, is what you're saying.
I mean, I used to be. People just didn't want to play because I lived at the ping pong table house. That was my house.
It's your house.
So
your court.
So yeah, it's my house. So I was just on it. Anytime someone came in, I was like, oh yeah, you want to get on? And just
it had to be not fun them. After a while though.
No, because it just did became, it just became
a, it just like actually give you a run for your money.
Yeah, it just became a beat me game. Like, dude, I got to take you over to Mike's house. Dude, you got to beat him. You got to beat him, dude. And, like, it was just fun. And quite a few people beat me. You know, people are just are good at the game. But I was super good at it, too. I love ping pong. It's so fun for some reason.
Yeah, I wish I was. I used to be better. But
just, I used to just
the hips went out. And
curve the shit out of it. Just wrap it around. It's never a good spinner. It's like a fucking orbit.
And my mom was like a little Yoda, like, cause she's like, she's short and like little gray haired and always wearing just, like a nightgown. So
just super lightweight gear, just all over the table. Uh-huh. Yeah. I can see that. I can see that.
Her lightsaber. Was
I put on my light shorts when I'd play. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, these are a little too heavy. I need to get my light shorts on.
Yeah. No, you gotta be able to move. You gotta dive and juke. And,
dude, we used to, people used to dive now. They used to dive cause that thing would just come up. They need to go catch it. People got hurt. We played, like I said, we were also on drugs. So people got hurt.
Play off the ceilings too sometimes.
We were on drugs. So yes, we recreated a game where we'd be like, dude, if I bounce it off the ceiling and you miss it, that's 2 points. I'd be like, fine.
All right.
I like that. And then you just start, you go and get an easy one and just peek.
Dude, we've been playing ping pong off the ceiling all day. Yeah, man.
Fuck, it's Totes, 12. Dude. It's been 12 hours. It was nighttime when we started.
It's nighttime again.
And we also had a studio that people would just go and create music in, just whatever.
Cooks by day, dude, rock stars by night.
I mean,
ping pong stars.
Tried to be. Everybody was like, "Hey, yo, man, let me get some rhymes down on your gear." Well, it was my buddy's, and he was just he was like a producer for someone in Atlanta, and then just eventually came back home, which was technically Dasher, Georgia, but it's Valdosta. But
he brought all the shit.
He had a full fledged studio, badass laptop. You do it all on. Just top-notch equipment, all of this stuff. It was good. It was a good setup.
Did you ever get on that mic?
Yeah, of course. I was on drugs, dude.
You got any of those floating around anywhere?
No, honestly, all the...
Damn it, man. I don't know the tortilla recipe. You don't have any of your old wraps still. What are we going to do with you?
Dude, I would honestly do, like, I don't even know what you would call it. More of, like, some Post Malone stuff rather than rapping.
Hmm. Now I'm curious.
Yeah, like I said,
who has it? Where is it? Can we find that?
No, dude, the external storage, dude. Someone stepped on it.
All of it gone. Huh?
Cracked it. Nah. All of it. They took it to Geek Squad. They said, we cannot get anything off of this. This is destroyed. And I was like, dude, who the fuck destroy? Like,
got to back this shit up. Lessons learned, people. Always back up your stuff.
The cloud, I guess.
The cloud, multiple hard drives.
Cloud sponsor me. Oh wait, can I do that? Just do it. Nike too. Oh,
there's several clouds.
I'm on a roll. Dude, I'm gonna have so much money at the end of this. Am I famous yet?
Follow Mike on where?
Oh, I don't even use social media. Dude.
Okay, nowhere.
Follow me at when I go to Walmart.
Come knock on his door.
Don't do that. Because I'm super paranoid all the time. But
he's got a ghost in his house. It'll get you. Don't knock on his door.
Don't knock on the door. Don't come in.
Don't come in. The ghost will get you.
That's the ghost text me right now.
Is it? No. That's probably my phone. My phone somewhere. Oh.
But.
Anyway.
Yeah. Texas Roadhouse was pretty dope. It's just super busy. And they paid us like shit because we live in Valdosta. Like, so I've been predominantly all in commercial kitchens. I used to want to be a chef when I was younger. But then the amount of commercial kitchens I've been in is just... Killed it. Killed the dream. I wonder if anybody else feels like that. Does anybody else feel like that?
I bet I don't. Well, but I don't know. Someone go on Facebook and be on the check and tell us how you feel about not working in there, wanting to be a chef, and then being disheartened by it. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the not being able to, you know, sort of express your own culinary vision with them just saying, all right, this is called the Chili's Burger.
chili, bacon, bacon bits, sour cream, and you follow this list, and you just do that all the time. It doesn't matter which restaurant you go to. Actually, the Green Truck Pub.
Yeah,
I worked there. That's the furthest you get from like still kind of commercial, but there would be a chef there that created the burger recipes and stuff like that. So
it's burgers.
Yeah, so you can't really.
I mean, put whatever you want on it.
Put whatever you want on it. Put a basil leaf on it. That's what they're sure.
Onions. Yeah, you know what? I do thoroughly enjoy a pizza burger.
Pizza burger.
Pizza
like
burger.
Literal pizza on a burger, or just
a burger
like,
with burger with marinara.
Cheese,
mozzarella cheese, pepperoni,
melted on top of the burger.
Yeah.
I've seen a version of that with they fucking put delicious. In, like a little small, it's microwavable pizza on the burger.
It's basically
or as the bun, I think.
It's basically a meatball sub, but on a hamburger bun
with pepperonis.
I think sometimes they put pepperonis on the
and meatballs
and the meatball subs. At least like Domino's,
that'd be that'd be like a steamy meat pie.
Man, now
sounds like
I'm not even eating meat right now. So like,
sounds like
I'm
just awful heartburn.
I'm literally currently 1 week into my vegetarian cleanse. Month. Yeah.
Do you do that often? It's like a fast for you, or just the time of the year?
So or just sometimes I just try to eat less meat. And so I'm just trying to eat no meat for a month. And then I think I even have Jordan. Oh, I've been making great things because I was so bored making like the same shit over and over again.
A collage of vegetables in a sauce, essentially.
Oh, no. I made so far I've made vegetarian enchiladas because I'm not crazy.
Okay. So like beans and rice still.
So I filled it with zucchini, squash, onions, peppers, carrots, and black beans. Right. So all sauteed real nice. Get all the water out. Right. Like, and then just stuff it. Into little corn tortillas.
Whole, or do you chop it up? Or
oh, all chopped up real fine. So you want it to be like ground beef consistent. All your vegetables minced, basically. Nice. You want to mince everything.
Yeah.
So you can make a filling,
good, actually.
Basically. Oh, it's delicious.
What kind of sauce? What kind of sauce?
I mean, just regular enchilada sauce.
Okay.
Baked just like regular enchiladas, cheddar, you know, mixed
Mexican cheeses. Vegetables can be hearty.
So that was
eat your vegetables, kids, because they can be delicious if made properly.
Just spaghetti, super simple. Do the same thing, but with spaghetti.
What would you use?
You
can use mushrooms as
the same ingredients I just described for the enchiladas. I used for the spaghetti too. Just all the vegetables that Jordan likes and I like. I take all of them and I just put them in everything.
Perfect. That's a perfect filler. Just all the vegetables.
Like zucchini, squash, peppers, onions,
a decent sauce.
I mean, you can throw some broccoli in there too if you want to.
I love broccoli.
Whatever, green beans.
So are you? Like, no dairy? No dairy
no,
either?
No, dairy. Okay. I said vegetarian. I'm not crazy. Baby steps, right? Like,
okay.
Vegan's just way too hard. I couldn't get her to have, like, vegan cheese for a week.
Dude, even. Have you? Oh, my God. So. My best friend, he's off in the Navy. Like, he's off in the Navy now. Appreciate you, brother.
Somebody.
But his girl was vegan for a little while, and she used to make, like, a... Or anything with the cheese that they would have, like the vegan cheese.
Yeah. Dude, some are better than others.
Dude, oh my God.
Was it good?
It was awful. Just the smell. The smell of it. It was like rancid throw up or just like feet.
I've had some good ones. Like I've had vegan macaroni and cheese in restaurants.
Well, she would like really good. I think it was like in a block still.
Yeah. See, I talked to a lady a couple podcasts
ago.
And
it was just... awful.
And she told me how to make
it. I never even tried
vegan
it
cheese.
It just stinks.
You make it out of peanuts. So you take the something out of the peanuts and somehow you make
oil,
it.
Peanut oil.
Yeah. But like peanut you take oil. The actual you start off with real peanuts and then somehow it becomes cheese.
This was made probably just like out of feet or something because it was just so awful. And she would make a grilled cheese and it would just piss everybody off because we lived like as there's like four people living in the house.
It can't stink worse than like, you know, some cheeses.
No, it was bad. Like to the point where the majority of people in the house said something. It was like, oh, fuck, did you fucking make that? Like, did you make a grilled cheese? Fuck.
It's like worse than curry.
Dude, curry. I like curry.
I
make curry all the time. That stuff there was it smelled like it would just be poison or something.
Vegetable curry. See, Jordan won't eat rice either. So I have to like, I have to work around all those things. So it makes a lot of options go away.
Like everything.
Yeah, I know. It's a real bitch.
So, no
she
rice.
She thinks she's allergic to it. She's not. I've put rice in things and she's eaten it and she's totally
poisoned. Fine.
So,
hey. Well, I think I'm allergic to these. No, the fuck, you're not here. I'm gonna hide the shit.
Well, it started and you're off. Eat it. She ate some. She tried like I had pad thai or something, and she tried. It's rice noodles.
Yeah,
and she ate the noodles. And no, she's not thinking about it. I'm not thinking about it. And like
rice and I thought noodles. About it later, as long as it doesn't look like rice, she's like,
and I was like,
this is so good.
You're not allergic to rice, obviously, because you ate.
Oh wow,
rice
this
noodles.
Is so good because of how long it is.
And since then, she's eaten, you know, I've had her try it, and she's totally fine. But as a kid, she ate some green beans that had some rice flour in it or something, and that's what she thinks.
Green bean rice flour?
In the, like, water, like, in the can? I don't fucking know. But like, that's what she gross. Thought green she was allergic
well,
to.
Well, she's probably because it's green beans. Green beans are fucking gross.
Oh, green beans are delicious.
No, I'm just kidding. I like fresh green beans, though. I don't like green beans out of the can.
Oh, hell no.
They're too those are mushy. Disgusting. It's like green bean.
No, I need
mush.
Yeah, no.
But...
When some you make your vegetables, they need to still have some crunch.
I'm about to start growing my own vegetables.
Growing?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. All the preservatives and chemicals sprayed on these vegetables
go to the farmer's market.
For like the, I'm fucked. I'm going to grow my own.
Okay.
I got my farmer's market at my house.
Do it.
I'm a farmer. And I'm going to actually go to there and start selling them my stuff.
There you go.
Like, I'll be like, got the freshest green beans in New York.
In New York.
I'll grow them anywhere. I don't care.
New York City.
I got the freshest green beans in New York City.
Grown right in Central Park. I think they do have a community garden in Central Park. I'm going to have to ask Tyler about that.
Just ask Siri. Hey, Siri, community golf. What was it? Community Park Garden Center.
Central Park.
Oh, there it is. Central Park,
Central
New York.
Central Park Shared Garden.
The only reason I would ever even step foot in New York is because I know they got a nice food scene there. I couldn't. Have you been there? Anything?
I mean, there's so much. Like, I don't know how you could ever. I ate in Chinatown in San Francisco.
Sick.
That was
never
was
even. They never yell even at you.
They're really mean. Like,
what do you want?
They're really mean, but it was good. Oh yeah, like just you want table? No, he's not. I'm just looking at the menu. No, you come in, you eat. No, but I'm just looking at the menu. I don't know. Oh, okay, fine. And then just like yeah, like okay, what? All right.
So rush hour was true. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, so you'd say that's as authentic as you got with Chinese food there, or is it just like Kung Pao chicken like everywhere else?
No, it was. I mean, I think it was still Americanized, but.
Okay. Mass produced pretty much. Just Chinatown mass produced.
I mean, there was like chickens hanging places and stuff. Okay. Like,
so any street vendors? That's where I would go.
Yeah. But it was at night and it was I don't know.
There's no street vendors. Was it a happening place?
They were
is
they
it
were
just
mean,
like regular?
So scary.
What do you want? Like, dude.
I think I was in my 20s and yeah.
Yeah, no, maybe you didn't get the full experience of
one
that.
One place was nice, and I think that's where we finally ate, because they were just friendly.
Yeah, you might not have got a full experience. Over there, you get yelled at. You yell your food back at them with attitude as well, and then that's how they know, okay, this guy's all right.
Yeah.
You got to treat them like how they treat you. Oh, cool.
Like, we just wanted some appetizers, and like, you don't want a whole meal? You go somewhere else.
I'm like, okay. All right. How about...
No soup for you.
Oh, it's a soup Nazi. Oh, no. So there's soup Nazis out there. Okay.
No general souls for you. Not even real Chinese dish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it just like, see, because one day I would like
to. It is, though. Okay? It was put onto a menu of Americanized Chinese, you know, because it's all a conglomeration.
Kung Pao.
Around the country, right? Like, so all those Chinese, the menu for all those Chinese restaurants across the country, it's not McDonald's because they're not all related, but they all are part of like a reunion of like Chinese restaurants.
So. McDonald's
a long time ago.
Chinese McDonald's
independence, but like that's why all the menus across the country. You walk into any Chinese restaurant, and they all have the same fucking shit.
Because that's what we like. We don't want no.
Like,
fried...
This is what Americans want. This is what you'll feed them. This is what they'll spend money on.
I don't need no fried crickets. Okay, but I will say
fried crickets are delicious. Have you ever had a fried cricket?
I've never had a fried cricket.
Oh, dude,
I've definitely had the opportunity.
Ever had a
chocolate
covered cricket? It's like easier.
No, I've had
chocolate
covered ants.
I've had chocolate covered ants,
but. I would love to go to China and try like something chocolate. Like tastes super like authentic like that. Mm. Not bugs, but
crickets or not bugs. Beetles. You know, beetles?
Bugs, beetles, insects. None of them. Arachnids.
Beetles?
No.
It's a huge...
No, I'm not.
It's a huge South American thing.
Well, we're Central.
Well, touche. So, no beetles in Central.
we don't lunch on them as much. We got cool food there. We don't have to get it from trees and stuff like that. It kind of walks across the yard over there. You just shoot it or throw it or javelin it. But
bow and arrow.
I need to go to Mexico. I would love to go to Mexico.
I've been,
I can't really go see where my family's from because my family's from like one of the worst places in Mexico. So I definitely would. You'd have no business going to the place, you know? So not going there.
Don't go there. Where is that? Where should we avoid?
Juarez.
Juarez.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why my family's here actually now, or else I hear like just great things about Mexico.
Have you been to Mazunte?
No, I don't even know that.
Mazunte is it's where my dad lived and died for the last part of his life. It's like they call it the Horn of Mexico. So it's the furthest
south
point of the Pacific coast on the west coast.
Oh, okay. Dude, I'd love to just see the Pacific. That'd be sweet.
Right. Yeah, Pacific. Right? I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
Or the Gulf. Gulf is dope,
too. It's way down there. It's like an hour away from Guatemala. Okay. So
don't know where the... Don't know where the position of Guatemala is.
Yeah, Wi-Fi's
still no, just somewhere in Mexico, Pacific side.
You don't flush the toilets. You like?
Oh no,
you don't.
The plumbing's way too sensitive.
The running plumbing's water way too sensitive. Is a tank that's up on top of a hill, and gravity runs the water down through.
You can't.
Yeah.
Honestly, you need a number two in the box, full on.
Well, it actually goes down into a box, and then you dump a pile of dirt on top of it. Perfect. And then later somebody comes along and digs it all out and takes it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dirt toilets.
I bet they got some good food over there though.
Yeah. Actually I had really good Chinese food in Mexico, Pacific. Which is funny.
I could see that Pacific Asian.
It was just like one little Chinese restaurant that like just made was really good food.
But
tacos Mexican too, just like actual tacos.
Actually, I've seen them
bomb. Like I took me multiple trips down there before me and my sister finally went to this taco place, and we'd always smell it and be like, oh my God, we have to go there. But they're only open like certain hours, and it never worked out. And finally, last time we were there, we got the tacos, and there God, I wish to God we'd meet at that place just like every time we were there.
Yeah, but I've seen like a video on Facebook or something like that. Like there was like a influx of Asians at one point in time within like recent history, like modern times, that a bunch of Asians from either, I think it was just China, nowhere else. They just moved over to Mexico and there's just like a huge, huge Chinese population somewhere in Mexico. I don't know exactly where. I didn't take in the details.
Chinese Mexican fusion.
Dude. And they work on that. And they speak Spanish. Like they speak Spanish and Chinese. Like, that, I don't know, that just kind of shocked me when I seen the video. I was like, oh, shit, and they own restaurants there cooking Mexican food.
Mexico doesn't really Chinese do noodles.
Do rice, they? Dog.
Rice. They're rice. All rice. They didn't even know rice noodles in Mexico, you know, like, so. Oh, I'm just trying to fuse these two things, right? So, like, a lot of noodles, you know? It's Italy's about noodles. China's about noodles. I mean, you know.
But also, that's, like, the influence over there. So, like. Also, curry. The only thing we have close to curry over here is like Jamaican, like goat curry and stuff like that. There's no Mexican version of curry. America doesn't have a version of curry. Of course, Canada won't. Like, I can't think of.
They do. It's maple curry.
Waffles. But I can't see too many places in South America being curry based. Like
we don't have the plant. We don't have the tamarack.
So, and you need it. I love turmeric.
Turmeric.
I put it on everything.
It's super just, good for you.
Yeah. And it has some sort of beneficial quality. I forget what specifically it is, but
I have no idea how long we've been hanging out here now. We've been, do you know?
8:21. So, whenever, I don't know.
Oh, wow. Like,
whenever it started, does it have a time clock?
It does. I just have to.
Oh. Nailed it, kid.
what was that?
We've been talking for 54 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. Really? It's been an hour?
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, man.
Hashtag
crush it. I didn't talk about food. Food is good. food is good. It takes a lot of ingredients, stuff like that.
Right. You have to go pick up some ingredients now.
No, actually. got a text message. She got her little sister to do it, so that's cool.
Oh, so lasagna might be ready when you get home.
I get to the house.
Nice.
When I get to engorge.
Tonight, I am making Beyond Sloppy Joes.
Dude, the Sloppy Joes last time were the...
I know, I make so really, so I'm
going to... What are you just going to use those same vegetables you were talking about?
No, I'm using Beyond meat.
Oh, so actual Beyond meat?
Okay. I had Beyond burgers the other day for lunch, and they were awesome.
What's the base for that? Like,
whatever the hell they make it out of. Okay. I think it's soy. I read the ingredients. No, once you put manwich on it with peppers and like manwich. It should just hopefully just taste like regular old Sloppy Joes. I'm hoping.
Yeah, I've had I forget this. It was like a vegetarian chili. I used to get in these little yellow packets. It was like an Indian from an Indian store, and man, that chili was so good. But it was all like Beyond.
Really?
Stuff like that. Yeah.
I don't know
what you call it. Beyond meat? Is that what you call it?
Beyond meat. I prefer Beyond to the other one.
Like Jackroot or something?
There's a couple of them in the store now. What is the other? Who cares? Yeah. But Beyond, you're actually not too shabby.
It's going to be good.
Dude, the burger was good. Like, because you just got to put stuff on it. You know, like sauteed onions in balsamic. Yeah. You know, with a little sauteed sugar, so make them nice caramelized onions and, you know.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, okay. Lettuce,
tomato, make a good little aioli or something, slap it all together.
I got to get the info about this dish, though. Sloppy Joe's, Beyond Sloppy Joe's?
Beyond Sloppy Joe's.
Beyond.
I'm going to make a video about it, so.
Okay.
Check out the How to Food Beyond Sloppy Joe's. Jordan's going to film it for me. From Beyond. Yeah, so I don't have to kill anything to eat it, so it makes me feel better.
Ding.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for hanging out.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You got any shout outs? You want to
shout out Kenny? That's it. Get out of here, dog.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for listening to this episode of Beyond the Check Service Industry Podcast. Make sure you go follow me at Rashawn Parker on Instagram, Beyond the Check_ on Instagram, Independent Lasagna on Instagram, Beyond the Check on Facebook. And if you want to, you can follow Rashawn Parker on Facebook too. Independent Lasagna in-laws prod on Twitter. And since you didn't have any social media, I decided to have them all. Cheers, guys.
At Walmart.
Go watch Beyond the Check's Worker Owner Edition, now streaming on Tubi TV. It's free TV. Awesome. It's also on Amazon. Cheers.